Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house. Wearing her glasses, Grace sits on the patio, her feet propped on a table and a mug in her hand. Her head hangs. She sits straighter, raises her chin, lowers her feet, and tugs on her floral shirt. Inside, Frankie enters with her laptop. A small vase of flowers sits on the dining table. She observes Grace through the open French doors. Frankie sets her things down. Grace opens a magazine and props her feet again.
Are we closed for some minor national holiday my minor national holiday calendar didn't tell me about?
Nope, just done for the day.
But it's only 9:30.
Well, I got up at 6 and got everything done. If I'm going to be doing this alone, I better start practicing. Turns out I can accomplish quite a lot without all the nonsensical chatter.
Grace drops the magazine.
But I thought we were going to talk to our lawyer about Omnitech together. And I thought we were going to stop calling my free-spirited ruminations nonsensical chatter.
Well, I've already talked to Cheryl and approved the final draft of the cease and desist letter that she's sending, so everything's done.
Frankie sits facing Grace.
Can we talk, please? Can we? I'll make you a martini.
Grace gestures with the mug.
This ain't your mama's tea.
She goes inside.
Well, I'd at least like to see the letter.
It's done, Frankie. I did it.
I'd like to co-did it. I mean, I'm the co-doer of things in this company. And it would be nice to be on the other side of a cease and desist for once.
Oh, that reminds me. The Magicians Union called again.
Oh, them.
Here.
Well, thank you.
Frankie peruses Grace's laptop.
Let's see. Uh-huh. Well, first off, the date is wrong. It's not July.
It is, in fact, July.
Right, right. I was just testing you. Unless you were testing me. No, I know it's July.
Are you going to read that thing or not?
I'm reading. I mean, paragraph 3 is a real quagmire. When does it end with the there twos and the here two fours? Because I'm trapped in the world's longest run-on sentence.
I know the feeling.
Well, you go off on your own, you run the risk of getting notes.
Well, I guess going off on my own feels like the thing to do these days.
Okay, let's unpack that last remark a little.
Have you unpacked your stuff with Jacob?
Well, no, I wanted to do it with you first.
Can't help you there, Frankie. If I tell you to leave, you're going to think I don't care. If I tell you to stay, you're going to resent me for keeping you from your boyfriend. It's a lose-lose. You're going to have to talk to somebody else.
But you're the one I want to talk to.
Well, I am going upstairs. I am disappearing, see? Oh, just my legs now. And I'm gone.
Frankie puts a hand on her hip. At a theater, protesters carry signs. Keep the gays out of musicals. It's guys and dolls, not guys and guys. Theater is not for fags. Robert walks by them.
Wondering who those jerks are?
Yes, I was. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Robert. Everything okay?
This is just a little understudy humor, but really, is everything okay?
Yes, Steve, everything is fine. Who are they?
Oh, some church group from El Cajon. They always do this. It's because we're a gay theater group. They're harmless. Just ignore them. After last night's stumble through, they're really the least of our problems.
Steve rushes to open the door.
So kind. Thank you, Steve.
Age before beauty.
Understudy before star.
Nose in the air, Steve enters. Robert glances at the protesters, then enters. At the beach house, Frankie, Coyote, and Bud lay on yoga mats.
As you exhale, bring your head up to your knees and reach between your legs.
Great, happy baby, Mom.
Thanks. It's all in the sphincters.
Yeah, you're really nailing it. Super troubling.
You gotta breathe, Bud.
Oh, is that what my problem is? That I'm not breathing? Because I thought my problem was that yoga is terrible.
Oh, you're right. I hate this. Bugles, anyone?
Since when do you hate yoga, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. I guess since I started wondering if I'd like Santa Fe.
Are you going to Santa Fe?
Maybe.
You will love it.
There's all these really cool art galleries on Canyon Road.
And the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. Don't forget that desert siren.
I stayed in this village of biohomes there once.
Are you and Jacob planning a trip?
Kind of. He's thinking maybe of perhaps moving there. And he sort of suggested that I might consider coming with him to live.
In New Mexico? Forever?
What's forever?
A lot of crime in Santa Fe.
My biohome smelled like burps.
I think Georgia O'Keeffe hated Jews.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you like this. Grace won't talk to me, so I have to talk to somebody.
No. It's okay, Mom. We just didn't know that you two were so serious.
He's my guy.
That's great. I guess we were just hoping to get to know him a little better. And that you would get to know Allison a little better. And that Allison and Jacob would get to know each other a little better.
Is there a reason why we should be getting to know Allison a little better?
Is there?
Whoa. Calm down. I mean, we've sort of talked about taking the next step.
You have?
Yeah.
So good. You may be taking steps. I may be taking steps. So steps are good, right?
What about Grace?
I know how much you two depend on each other, that she must be really upset by all of this.
Who knows? She won't talk to me. Her emotions can often come locked in a hard outer shell, kind of like a Tootsie Pop. You have to lick it down and then just bite the hell out of it.
Well, I've seen you take down many a Tootsie Pop.
She kisses his cheek. Hmm.
So are you going?
I have no freaking idea. I just know I need to figure it out.
Whatever you decide, we'll be okay. I mean, I'll ugly cry and Coyote will write a series of alt-rock song crimes.
Which I will treasure.
And Santa Fe is just a plane, train, or automobile away. I can't afford any of those, but I bet there's a bus.
The bus makes you so sick.
That's me.
Oh, I knew it was one of you.
She hugs Bud and squeezes Coyote's hands. With a drink and brown bag, Saul approaches the theater. He shakes his head.
I'm sorry, I have a real problem with this. I don't care for your signs.
Free speech is a right, not an alibi.
Were you in the show?
Unfortunately, no, I wasn't cast. I'm bringing a surprise lunch for my husband who plays John Adams.
Oh, last time I checked, John Adams wasn't a homosexual.
Actually, historians are still debating the sexuality of a number of our founding fathers.
Well, I guess you and your other gay wads can debate that in hell.
The only people here with tickets to hell are you and your friends.
You need to step back.
Freedom of speech? Freedom to stand anywhere I want.
Step back.
Get your finger out of my chest.
Don't make me say it again, faggot.
What did you just call me?
I think I called you a cocksucking faggot.
Oh, that's...
Saul swings and misses. The drink sloshes on the man's son.
Daddy, I'm wet.
What is wrong with you?
I...
Get out of here.
What is he? Why are there children here?
Saul walks off. The man follows. Saul hurries away. At the beach house, Grace transfers items into a white purse.
Hey, where are you going all dooted up?
I don't know. Shopping.
New lipstick, extra popped collar. I'm guessing a thong.
All right, I'm shopping and then going straight to Robert's opening night.
Frankie leans close.
You're wearing your power cologne. It's over, lady. You're toast. Spill it.
All right, I'll tell you where I'm going, but you are not coming.
And where am I allegedly not coming?
Omnitech.
Oh, the letter worked.
Well, our lawyer is sitting down this afternoon with their lawyers, and
me.
This is huge, Grace. Give me five. I'll go put on a knee-length concert tee.
No need to break out the formal wear. I've got it covered.
You're about to confront the man, which is historically my thing.
Oh, I thought getting your hair caught in the ice machine was your thing.
Hey, I lost a lot of hair that day. And may I remind you again that I am still half of this company, and I am going where you're going, whether you want me to or not. I'm like beach erosion, Grace. I'm happening.
Oh, God. All right. But we let the lawyer do the talking. You do not talk. I don't talk. Got it?
Fine. But I'm driving.
I'm driving.
Frankie drives.
That is the second set of my car keys that disappeared down that sewer grate.
I didn't drop this set. You did.
Yeah, because you screamed, "He's after you!"
Because I thought I saw a bat, and had it been a bat, which I realize now it was not, it would have been rabbit, and you'd be thanking me for saving your life.
Well, you're the one that keeps hanging fruit in the trees with a sign that says, "For bats."
They have to eat.
And this is your panic alert.
Yes, it is. This car didn't come with any bells and whistles, so I use it as an OnStar.
Because it's basically a golf cart.
And for that rude remark, I'm going to make you talk about your feelings.
Nope. You don't talk, I don't talk, remember? So let's practice.
Grace gets her phone.
Fine.
Frankie pushes her device.
Hello, Frankie. Hope you're feeling extra good today. I almost got attacked by a bat, but other than that, I'm good.
Now remember, you don't have to look outside yourself. You have everything you need inside.
I do.
Are you kidding me?
You said you didn't want to talk.
Yeah, but I didn't think that meant I'd have to listen to a conversation between you and you.
Sometimes life sends you a wonderful surprise.
Now just close your eyes.
Get no!
I am healthy.
It's just a tiny veer over the line.
Grace rolls her eyes.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
That's Saul and Roberts.
Red leather, yellow leather.
I thought you left.
Well, clearly I have not, and I'm late for our last rehearsal, which, believe me, I need.
Can I help? What are you looking for?
My mints. Abigail Adams has been complaining about my breath. While I remain silent, she drowns me with her spittle.
Ta-da.
Oh, thank you. Now, what else do I need? What else do I... Oh!
He takes a thermos from the freezer.
You're going to have a great opening night. There's nothing to be nervous about.
There's plenty to be nervous about. Peter continues to restage my opening number. My feet look like two loaves of bread baked in those ridiculous shoes. And, oh, do you remember those protesters I told you about? Well, apparently, some self-righteous idiot got into a fight with one of them and threw a beverage at an innocent child.
Robert fills the thermos with water.
I wouldn't call him an idiot.
I would. You don't engage with people like that. That's how you give them power. Now, they've tripled in number, and there was a reporter at the theater this morning interviewing everybody.
A reporter?
Yes, a reporter. My understudy told me all about it after he got interviewed and photographed, of course.
Well, maybe the publicity will sell tickets.
Saul, this is the kind of publicity that unsells tickets. The owner of the theater is threatening to close the show after tonight's performance. We may very well become the Moose Murders of La Jolla.
I don't know what Moose Murders is, but it sounds bad.
It is bad. Oh, God. Am I bad? Is that why my understudy is hanging around all the time? Maybe the protesters should shut us down. Maybe I never should have done the damn show in the first place.
You're spinning out.
I know. I'm a mess. Hold me.
Nobody's going to close the show, I promise. And you're going to be great.
I am?
Yes. And if you get nervous, just look for me out in the audience. I'll be the boy sitting there with stars in his eyes.
That helps.
Robert kisses Saul.
Thank you, boy, with the stars in his eyes. Red leather, yellow.
Saul's brows knit. In the OmniTech's conference room.
My clients have an extensive paper trail covering the research and development of the Ménage à Moi, down to every last email, fax, letter, and package doodle.
Well, our client has an extensive paper trail, too.
Which I'm betting begins after the article appeared on Flapper about my client's product.
Okay. What exactly are you looking for here, Cheryl?
For starters, you could drop the attitude, Keith. Oh,
and after I consider doing that...
You admit your wrongdoing, so we can all get out of here.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go through your letter point by point?
Can you tell me what's going on here so I know what to fake interest in?
That's Nick Skolka. He runs this place.
Oh, hello, Mr. Skolka.
Welcome to the Death Star. Nick Skolka, and you are?
Grace Hansen.
Frankie Bergstein. So nice to meet you, Mr. Skullcap.
Please, my father was Mr. Skullcap. Call me Mr. Skolka.
I'm still hearing Skullcap.
What are you ladies doing here?
Suing you for patent infringement.
Oh, get in line. Am I right, Keith?
Actually, sir, we asked you not to come into these meetings.
Yeah. What did I steal from you?
No, not steal. Don't say steal.
Our vibrator.
Wow. I have a whole bunch of follow-up questions.
Our lawyer has all the answers.
I don't love lawyers. Right, Keith?
Yes, Dad.
Everyone with a fancy pen and a legal pad, get the fuck out of here.
I do not think that is a good idea.
Keith, you left the Innocence Project for a reason.
You can go too, Cheryl.
I do not advise that.
I also do not advise that.
Has anyone ever told you you have beautiful eyes?
Cheryl rolls her eyes.
I got this.
Cheryl shrugs and gathers her things. Grace looks up at Nick. He watches Cheryl leave. Frankie glances at Grace. Grace returns her gaze to Nick.
Let's go.
At rehearsal.
But the other guys aren't here yet. Okay? Franklin hands it to Livingston. Livingston hands it to Jefferson. Jefferson gives it to me, and I do this.
Mr. Sherman, I say you should write it. You are never controversial, as it were.
That is true.
Whereas if I'm the one to do it, they'll run their quill pens through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked, you know that, sir.
Yes, I do.
Then I say you should write it, Roger. Yes, you.
Good heavens, no!
You, Roger Sherman, you.
But
you.
But
you.
But
stop! 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 How did my life lead me here? Lot of mistakes, that's how. And where are the rest of the people in this number?
Good question.
They can't find parking because of all the protesters.
That's great. Where are our families supposed to park? Can't we do something about those awful people?
Can I take care of you awful people first? Does anyone remember this quill choreography?
I do.
Thank God. Show us, please, Steve.
It's very simple. You just... Yes, you, Roger Sherman. You, Roger pushes it back. You, he pushes it again. You, Roger takes it.
Robert watches, arms crossed.
I was doing that.
From the top!
Robert watches Steve walk away. At Bud's, he inspects a striped tie.
Come in.
Hey, whoa. This place feels huge now. It's like the White House.
That's what you wear to an opening?
What? These are beautifully stonewashed.
With mustard?
Oh, shit. I just ate a bunch of mustard.
Coyote gets a towel. Bud knots his tie.
Pretty crazy about Mom, right?
I really don't want her to move.
Neither do I, but I guess we're gonna have to get cool with it. Unless you're thinking...
Reverse parent trap? Using tactics from the Goonies?
It could work. Oh, it could totally work. Or I could just go with her. My tiny house does have wheels.
But you don't have a car, so would you just rickshaw the whole way there, or...
Shut up. No, it's too far. I'm almost ready, sorry.
Bud sits. His laptop is on the coffee table.
Did you mean that stuff you said about you and Allison getting serious?
I mean, yeah.
So marriage has come up.
Once or twice.
With her, like you marrying Allison, you marrying her.
Do you have a problem with that?
No. But you gotta admit, she's a little off.
You're a little off.
The last time we went to dinner, she talked to her food.
She was apologizing to her food because she was about to eat it.
Oh, you mean like a person that's a little off would.
Oh my God, you know what? Stop ragging on my girlfriend. It's really hard to get excited about a future with someone when you guys are always shitting on her.
I'm not shitting on her.
Yes, you are. You all do. And I'm sick of it.
Wearing his suit coat, Bud marches to the door. Coyote follows.
Which left us no choice
but to write that letter asking Omnitech to cease production on its Trebel vibrator.
What a coincidence. You have a vibrator with a French name, too.
You think you invented giving French names to sexy things?
Yeah.
Grace stands.
Aren't you too big for this? We're small potatoes. You're not small potatoes.
She sits on the table by him.
You're huge.
And I got this huge by having my way with little companies like yours.
Well, how do you think it would look if the press got a hold of this? Omnitech taking advantage of a couple of little old ladies?
I don't see a couple of little old ladies.
Well, I do.
Frankie lounges on the table.
Okay. Let me see if I got this figured out. You're the kooky one, and you're the most spectacular woman I've ever met.
Let me cut to your chase. You're not crazy about lawyers. I'm certainly not crazy about lawyers. I used to be married to one. Surely, there's some way that we can work this out on our own.
I have an idea. How about I make this whole thing go away over dinner?
Hey, I know I'm hungry.
Grace glances across the table at Frankie.
Oh, no. Stop right there. Let me set the record straight. Us sitting on this table was a power thing, not a sex thing.
Frankie.
And yes, you may argue that power and sex are the same thing, and I might agree with you under different circumstances.
What's happening?
You just have to let her tire herself out.
I just ate a whole bunch of nuts, and I can go on for days.
But you're not going to.
Oh, yes, I am. You need to knock it off and quit cribbing our shit.
Oh, do I?
Let's you and me go talk about this.
Oh, we'll talk about it all right when we take you to court.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
Let me sidebar with my partner.
No need for a sidebar. You are vile and your company is disreputable.
Okay. I'll see you in court. At least I'll get to see you again.
Nick walks out.
Oh, this is great. I'm pumped.
You're pumped? Oh, that's good. Because we're fucked.
At the theater, more signs. We want Annie, not Tranny. We don't want seven brides for seven brides. Saul arrives with flowers and a tote bag.
Oh, where's your Pepsi?
Oh, it was actually an artisanal soda called Mr. Bubbly. I just wanted to apologize for my behavior the other day and say, I hope we can set our differences aside and let the good thespians...
Lesbians.
...of the New Year Community Theater enjoy their big night.
Are you going to throw those at us now?
No. As a proud protester myself, I know the importance of staying hydrated. I've fainted many times in the hot sun, and even though it's almost 6:30, the sun's rays can still hurt us. So I present this water as a peace offering. I hope we can all learn to live in a space of mutual respect.
The man pours the water on the ground.
Oh, that's nice. Great example for your son, wasting water during a drought.
Look who's talking about good examples. Go home. Gays, go home.
A sign. It's jazz hands, not jazz hand jobs.
Lovely.
Gays go home! Gays go home! Gays go home! Gays go home!
Inside.
Paul! Where is Paul? We need to run the Mr. Adams number again.
I don't know. He went to Popeye's half an hour ago.
I think he got held up by those protesters.
Why are you everywhere?
With a cordless drill, Steve sinks below a window.
Hey, it's not a family value!
Neither is throwing soda on a child!
I would rather throw it than you!
In costume, Robert steps from the theater. Saul empties his bottle over the man's head. Brows knit, Robert returns to the theater. In the car.
I don't know why you're mad at me.
I'm mad at you because I had him exactly where I wanted him.
Where? In 1961 in the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, I know how to handle guys like that. I've been doing it my whole life. And just because I was going to dinner with him doesn't mean it was going any further.
It was one bad day at the office. We'll fix it.
We'll? There's no more wheel.
That's not true.
Oh, yes it is, because half of wheel is abandoning me.
And why wouldn't I? You're acting like I've already left. You wrote this letter without me. You were going to this meeting without me. I don't even know if I'm going yet.
Of course you're going. Santa Fe's the place you've been dressing for your entire life.
Don't you understand that this is an impossible choice?
I don't want to lose Jacob. I don't want to lose you. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, I told you. I can't tell you what to do.
Well, you can say something.
Like what?
I don't know, like, don't go, I'll miss you, or something a human being might think or feel.
You think I don't feel anything about this?
I don't know what you feel. You won't talk to me.
There's nothing to talk about until you decide whether you're going to run off with your boyfriend.
What would you have done if things had worked out with Phil? Would we all be living together at the beach house? Because I don't think so.
Frankie stops at a red light.
Why the hell would you bring up Phil?
I'm just saying, I
make a hard left on Furtard. It's green, Frankie. Go. Frankie, go. Frankie.
I apologize.
Oh, my God. Frankie?
Frankie's face is contorted. Grace pushes the panic button.
Miss Bergstein, is everything okay?
We need help. Frankie.
Cut to black. A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.